As India says it is easing restrictions in Jammu and Kashmir, it seems the reality on the ground is different. Amid shortage of essentials like medicines, food and groceries, with schools and colleges closed, businesses shut, no public transportation plying and a total communication blackout, people of Kashmir maintain that unlike what Indian authorities say, normalcy has not yet resumed in Kashmir Valley.
Hospitals and banks are functioning normally in all districts of Jammu and Kashmir. Stocks of essential items and medicines are also adequate.
Since New Delhi revoked Kashmir's autonomous status on August 5, life in the region has come to a standstill. Despite efforts like opening schools and making government offices functional, people in the region are reluctant to resume normalcy.
We were not ready for such a torment, though government claims availability of food and other essentials, but the shops and other essential stores remain shut. Only rice is available in some government depots. So where can we buy other stuff?
In the year 2008, Kashmir closed almost for around 2 months in protest over the transfer of land to a Hindu shrine board. Then in 2010, for some 5 months over the killing of civilians in street protests. In 2013, for almost a month following the execution of Afzal Guru, who was charged of masterminding parliament attacks in India. In 2016, for 6 months after the killing of Burhan Wani, who is considered the new face of Kashmir's resistance movement. And now in 2019 again, due to the decision of removing the special status of the region. The question is, whether this abnormal has become a norm in Kashmir?
We have no idea of life these days. We even could not celebrate festival of Eid. The aim of the government is to cripple our economy so that we beg for a life.
While city centers and highways are witnessing some traffic movement, there are sensitive parts in the region that continue to remain under restrictions and continued security vigil. In some pockets, there are protests but are inaccessible due to communication blackout. However, tensions can be easily seen on the faces of the people since they have no idea as to what is going to happen next. Many call it an open-air prison, while others see it as Palestine in making. Amid growing criticism by rights groups for depriving Kashmiris of fundamental rights, New Delhi says such moves to maintain law and order in highly volatile region. Shahana Bhatt, Press TV, Indian Administered Kashmir.